Well, Sofia has been built to be the symbol of the next generation. Basically, we started our campaign for this year, World Environment Day, with a question: what kind of environment do we want to leave to our future generation? And basically, this is what she represents: our next generations that deserve to see a clean environment, a healthy lifestyle. They deserve to see animals that should not be extinct. So basically, this is what she represents, and that's why she's here.
So you chose Sophia, which I should explain is a child's mannequin. She's dressed as a, say, a teenager might be. I think she's supposed to be around 12 years old. Tell me about what she's wearing.
Well, first of all, she has been built entirely from plastic. Plastic bottles have been used to give her the structure. Then all sorts of plastic bags and other plastic
products
have been used to fill her up, like muscles. And then she has been entirely wrapped in plastic. So basically, she looks pretty real. She looks like a real dummy, let's put it this way. And she has been dressed up like a regular teenager because, yeah, as I said, she represents the next generation, which are younger children, and they deserve to have a proper life.
And she's not like many visitors to the UN, I have to say. You know, she's got a hoodie on and she's got jeans and sneakers, and she's sitting atop the UN canteen here at the UN in Geneva. So I'm presuming she's not going to put people off her food, but you need to do a second take, really, because she does look like a little girl who's just got her legs dangling over the balcony there.
Yeah.
So was that the aim, to get people to think about, well, crikey, it's actually not a little girl, it's a plastic dummy. What might that mean?
Well, basically, the concept of this campaign was arts and crafts and with plastic products. And Sophia represents just one of the products, but we are doing here with people some other kinds of objects from plastic bottles, which can look very nice, like earrings, flowers, all sorts of things.
And why plastic?
Plastic, we choose to talk about plastic because actually this year edition of World Environment Day celebrates, it's about preserving wildlife, and plastic put in danger many of the species, especially the marine life. Marine mammals can be entrapped in plastic or can ingest plastic and they can die. So that was the idea, to link somehow the topic of World Environment Day this year with the plastic pollution.
And can we finally just have a little update on where we are with plastics pollution in the world?
Well, I think in the countries in the UNEC region, plastic consumption has been pretty much reduced. There were a step forward that have been made in the recent years, replacing packaging for different merchandising and plastic bags consumption. But I think we still need to improve on that, because plastic takes a lot of time to degrade and there are some costs for recycling. And if we can replace with other materials, I think it will be just great.